We also, I'm going to let, we also have someone in our congregation share each time. And so today we're going to do Sarah. And if you remember, Sarah grew up in this church. And Sarah was baptized in this church. She found Christ in this church. And now, there she is. She's leading worship in this church. And so I just want to ask you, Sarah, I know you've got a ton of things to be thankful for. But what's the most important thing to you that you would like to say, I am grateful for this and I am here to worship and even lead worship?
I think it's kind of hard to put into words, but I'd say the biggest thing that I'm most thankful for is God's reoccurring salvation. And I don't mean to say that like I need to be saved again and again, but I think it's really beautiful that I get to wake up every morning and that God invites me to walk in freedom and walk in his mercy and his grace and his salvation. So that is what I am thankful for.
Well, I know that you grew up in this church and your dad is actually a professional Christian who has instructed you really, really well. And so you grew up knowing about Christ and having the benefit of being in a place where people loved you with Christ's love, but you did have to come to that place where you had to own your own faith. And seeing it in others and benefiting from it is not the same as having it in your heart. And you came to a place where you started to realize that you weren't experiencing all the things that you knew you were supposed to be. And it just so happened, you know, we mentioned Makumbi. Makumbi happened to be visiting at that time. And you came to him and told him, you know, you wanted to serve God, but you didn't have that personal closeness with him like you're describing. You didn't feel the power of the Holy Spirit growing you and renewing you. You didn't see yourself being saved on the inside that same way. And he gave you some really good advice. And so I know it's made a tremendous difference. I can hear it in your prayers. I can hear it when I talk to you and your understanding of why you're here. But what was it that was the instrument that God used to help you really start to develop a personal relationship with him?
It was God's word. I feel like that's pretty well understood. But Makumbi specifically had told me that I needed to be like depositing in my spiritual account is what he told me, by studying the word and meditating on it and reading it and hiding it in my heart. And through that, that's how God transformed my life.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it miraculous that God's word is not just a book, it's not good advice, but it is spiritual words that come alive when we're seeking God through it. And there's a difference between studying to know the facts and really searching for God in there. And I'm going to ask you one last question. You've been here. You've been a part of ministry. You've worked some in the youth. We've worked here. And you meet one-on-one with people. You've done small groups and stuff. If you could just sum up quickly, because I know we've been a lot and you could speak forever. But what would you say is the greatest lesson or the greatest things you've learned in your experience so far?
I think it would probably be that a place of service and leadership comes out of your own time with the Lord and your personal relationship outside of my time here. So, like worship leadership, for example, that comes out of my personal time with the Lord. It doesn't come out of my Sundays and my Wednesdays, but all the days in between, the times in the Word, in prayer.
And really, I love that you put the service in there, because you can have that and hold it, but you really get to see God work when you're sharing it. And you get to see the fruit of what he does in your heart start to bloom in other people. And you just see God coming alive beyond just you. So that's really good. The reason that I had her do this and extended it a little bit is because I'm very grateful, and I know you guys are, for the things that not only have been invested in Sarah, but the things that she has invested back. And many of you know it, but she is going on a mission trip, and then she is going from there to an internship where she will work on the staff with First Baptist in Cleveland. And so we're not going to see her for a little bit, but this is her home church. And we're grateful for her, and we want you to know that that we're sending you off with our love, and this is always your home. So let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sarah. We're grateful for her. We're grateful for just the things that watching her grow have touched and impacted our lives. We're thankful for the servant's heart she has, and we're grateful to see that you're going to use her everywhere she goes. And so we ask you to bless her, and we're grateful. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.